The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 25th. Today's word is ad hoc, spelled in two words as it would be in Latin, A-D-H-O-C. Ad hoc is an adjective that means concerned with a particular end or purpose. It can also mean formed or used for specific or immediate problems or needs. Ad hoc also means fashioned from whatever is immediately available, improvised. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Economist. The spread of bike sharing has made millions of lives a bit easier and a bit better. In more and more realms of life, the convenient ad hoc access provided by digital systems is taking the place of assured access once offered by personal ownership. In Latin, ad hoc literally means for this. That historical meaning is clearly reflected in contemporary English uses of ad hoc. Anything that is ad hoc can be thought of as existing for this purpose only. For example, an ad hoc committee is generally authorized to look into a single matter of limited scope, not to pursue any issue of interest. Ad hoc can also be used as an adverb, meaning for the case at hand apart from other applications, as in a commission created ad hoc. The adverb is older. It's been used in English since the mid-17th century, whereas the adjective did not become part of the language until around the mid-19th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.